Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Mayshawn, and this is The Lyrical. So the artist starts the track off by announcing his fucking presence, that he and his partner have arrived officially on the rap scene. We fucking here, and we're ready to make our mark on this game, the two of us, so you better be fucking ready for that. The artist wants you to know that even though the two rappers are from different neighborhoods in Southern California, they have come together to collaborate on this album, and they are going to change the game. The artist makes two very specific references early on in this track. Low Stout, meaning somebody appearing as a gangster or violent. Death Row was obviously the big hip-hop label of the early 90s, which started out on the West Coast, headed by Suge Knight. The artist is pumping himself up a little bit, talking about how he strives in his raps for perfection, and how he is able to execute and to get on that level. Then he starts talking a little bit about what it's like to be a G in a gang, a gangster. Making it clear that you know that he gets ass whenever he wants, but it better be clean. He makes note that he will not have sex without a contraceptive, because around that time in Southern California, and specifically Los Angeles, a lot of people, celebrities in particular, caught STDs. Magic Johnson was diagnosed with HIV just before the album came out, and former NWA rapper Eazy-E would go on to pass away from AIDS. And he says it again, no amount of pussy, no matter how hot the girl, is worth contracting a sexually transmitted disease, and he's going to do everything he can to make sure that does not happen. And he wants you to know he's serious about that. There's a nod to Evander Holyfield, who was a heavyweight boxing champion of that time. Next, the artist transitions from talking about a gangster life and being in bed with women to talking about how he smokes some real sweet dope. The artist wants you to know immediately that he bangs a ton of girls. And he almost got caught the last time because his beeper, a popular technological device around the time of the early 90s, before cell phones, if you needed to know somebody was trying to get a hold of you, kept going off while he was getting laid, and that enabled the woman he was banging to know that there was some other chick on the side trying to get a hold of him. The artist, sort of in a poetic way, transitions from talking about having sex, the girl could sit back, relax, and enjoy herself, to you being able to sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself because you've never heard music quite this fly. It's a brilliant transition, sort of going from outlining his conquests with women to his standing in the drug game, saying he can get whatever type of weed he wants whenever he wants it, and he has access to the best. And he suggests that you tap into some of that shit, but not too hard, because he wants you lucid enough to be able to understand the type of legends that are being born. Collard greens represents giving a nod to a traditional African-American cuisine. The reference of dolomite stems from a pimp character created by comedian Rudy Ray Moore back in the mid-1970s. So the two men here reiterate that they're here to tear down the house and to make their mark on the rap game. And they're showing you that they're able to do it, because they're doing it right in your face. He's a gangster in that he can get messed up in some bad, violent shit. He's so good on the mic, nobody can rap against him. Nobody can believe what they're hearing. When they do, they can't help but crumble at the sight of his greatness. I'm not somebody you fuck with. I roll with a crowd, and I got my Nina on me at all times. A Nina's a gun, and if I have to bring it out, I will. So nobody gives him shit, nobody gets in his way, nobody deters him from his ultimate goal, which is dominating everything he does, especially the rap game. He's an around-the-clock G, always working, always progressing to the next great thing, and you will never catch him asleep on the job. He then reiterates that these two brothers from two separate neighborhoods are here to dominate. Here, the artist shouts out his friend and fellow rapper, the DOC, otherwise known as Tracy Lynn Curry. He was an original member of the Southern hip-hop group Filla Fresh Crew. Finally, the artists wrap up the track by making sure that you know that this is just the fucking beginning, and there's going to be a lot more where this came from. This track reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 list back on March 20th, 1993, and it's the only song featuring Dr. Dre as a rapper that was named to Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Off of Dr. Dre's debut studio album, The Chronic, from 1992, The Lyrical is none other than Dre and Snoop Doggy Dogg's Nothing But a G-Thang. I'm Dr. Mayshawn, and this is Lyrical.